Good morning, 194, home of the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero, Amy K, E, 7:15 in the morning. You ever find yourself in this spot where you're like, oh man, what a total jerk in this situation. Well, thank goodness you got us doing Am I the Jerk? Where we can go ahead and round table and take those votes and figure out if you're the jerk or not a jerk today. And we are visiting a little bit with Bridget. Bridget today, wondering if she is a jerk. I need the right music for this. Bridget, why are we thinking you're a jerk?
So my family is giving me a hard time because I have organized a kids' party that just happens to overlap with the Super Bowl.
Unless it's a football-themed party, I agree. This was a mistake.
I didn't know that it was the Super Bowl, so it overlaps the game by an hour, and they're really upset. But, like, I've had this planned. I don't feel like I should have to change it. I don't know. Am I a jerk? Because I don't want to cancel this.
If you have anything going for you, I feel like most people hate both these teams. But we'll kick it around, okay?
Thank you.
And so imagine young kiddos, party, all the aunties, uncles, grandma, grandpa, maybe little friends and their parents at the house during the Super Bowl. Is she a jerk? E, I'm curious your vote.
Yeah, just really poor planning on your part, I would say. Maybe the out of it, though? Do you just keep people around for a Super Bowl party? Like, this just flips? But then again, see, now you're in a mess because you got all these kids. You're trying to watch the Super Bowl. Can you move it up? I know you say you don't want to keep the day, but just move it. The Super Bowl, I think, starts at like 5:30-ish. It's not early.
She only has an hour overlap, so she starts an hour earlier. Oh, you know what? I know I told you you're coming at 3. Why don't you come at 2?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You know, let's just say noon. Come for lunch.
Yeah, but
Kate, get
don't
out of
people
here.
Have to like start cooking and doing stuff to get ready?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Is that more the who hosts does that, though? Who hosts the party does a lot of that. I mean, you bring like a cold salad or like a what do they call those things? Like 7-layer dip?
Yeah. For the birthday or for the Super Bowl or both?
Why not? Double batch.
Yeah.
Jerk,
Amy K?
I don't know. I was going to say no at first because I thought, you know what? Maybe people would just stick around and guys really probably don't care about a kid's birthday party, so they'll be downstairs watching some TV and what's going on before the game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel bad for the kid. So I say you are a jerk because you're ruining this kid's birthday.
I feel like kind of on it, though. I feel like the demographic is different, isn't it? For the kid's birthday party versus the Super Bowl party. Like, do grandma and grandpa really, are they going to be mad that they're coming to their kid, grandkid's birthday party versus sitting at home watching the Eagles and the Chiefs?
Yeah.
But what if you had to go to, like, a niece or nephew's party?
Honestly, I wouldn't care, but that is because I truly do not. I don't like either of those teams. Now, if the Minnesota Vikings were in the Super Bowl, I would want to be at home watching them lose in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be around people.
Yeah, I guess for me, like, even if you're not the sports person, this is just one of those almost like you hate to say it, but national holidays. I know it's even the push, like a lot of people, that the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a holiday. Kind of thing.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that. So is Bridget a jerk for having her kiddo's birthday party, which, you know, on the birthday, presumably, which is Sunday. Jerk, not a jerk?
I mean, like, are any of the kids going to show up? Like, I don't know. It just sounds like you're setting yourself up for failure. I don't know if, like, I don't know if you're a jerk, but you're definitely kind of foolish. Like,
right.
When nobody comes, then you'll know that you shouldn't have put it on the Super Bowl. Lesson learned.
I mean, I guess, yeah, if you have people in your life that would literally not come to this birthday party, that's a problem. Jerk for having it on Super Bowl Sunday?
No, she's not a jerk. She's being a mom. Like, she's doing her mom thing. No way. She's still not being a jerk.
All right. Text Club saying what, Amy K?
Someone said, yes, you're the jerk if you don't change it. Super Bowl is 5:30, so do the birthday 12 to 2. Kids' birthday parties don't need to be 6 hours long. Another person said, is it a milestone birthday? Can you end it early or start it earlier? Someone else said, yes, my birthday, I feel like, always would fall on a Super Bowl Sunday. My mom would throw the parties. No one ever came, ever. Empty pizza, empty gymnastic rentals, empty laser tag, empty arcade. You should reschedule. Adults love any excuse to sit and drink nonstop and watch sports.
Here's the only reason it would be kind of sucky, and I would be like, you maybe you're a jerk. I guess I don't know, like, the travel ratio that you have here. So let's say you have a whole bunch of people that are like driving from out of town to celebrate your kid's birthday, you know, grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, whatever. And here we go. It's Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. They're leaving your house, driving home to their home because they got to work Monday morning. And so they're driving in the car during the Super Bowl. That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because then they couldn't watch it if they wanted to. That does suck.
I always felt it was more just like a, not Thanksgiving, but on that level of like, it's a free day to veg. You can go to a party if you want to. Mm-hmm. You can veg in your home. It was like this get out of jail free card to eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want. It's like this American day in
love
its
America.
Full sense. It is America. Outside of Thanksgiving.
Day, just be grateful and thankful for things you have.
Yeah.
And watch football.
Not birthdays.
Love that. And just to celebrate and get together.
Yeah, I would even say, too, like the beauty of it is the plan is no plans unless you want a plan, right? Like, you don't have to go anywhere for a Super Bowl and can still be a complete lazy you-know-what in your house. And everyone says that's okay.
Is it the kid's actual birthday?
That matters too. Or did you just pick Sunday? That's, yeah. I mean, why not do Saturday then?
Yeah.
If it's not his birthday, is she a jerk for having a kid's birthday party on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, she's being the biggest jerk I've ever heard of. Are you kidding me? Like, even if they weren't Chiefs fans, it's the Super Bowl. It's a national holiday. You can't have a kid's birthday party the same day.
Okay.
The meanest thing I've ever heard.
How dare you?
Let's not get crazy here.
As you're kind of hearing people kind of go back and forth, do you have an inkling as to whether or not you're going to leave it? Or
I'm keeping it as it. I'm not moving the time. It's only an hour. What could happen in an hour of that?
Well, a lot.
You know what I mean?
You know, a lot can happen in an hour of a football game, if we're being honest.
It's literally a third of it.
Yeah, so there is that.
Yeah.
So she's not going to move it. Is she a jerk? What are we seeing?
I was going to say, yeah, most people are saying you should just change it. Change the date. Someone said, why wouldn't you have the party on a Saturday like a normal birthday party? Someone else, though, did say you're allowed to schedule it whenever you want. People are allowed to decline. Just don't be upset when people don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
There is a chance that you will lose some people here. I mean, I'm guessing, if we're being stereotypical, there's probably a few males that might not come. Like, you know, auntie comes, but where's uncle? I had plans. That could happen.
I'm going to be for real. I don't like fall, but if I had the choice to go to a kid's birthday party or go to a Super Bowl party, I would probably choose a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Well, unless it's your child.
Yeah.
Kids' birthday parties really are terrible. It's great when it's your kid. Other people's kids' birthday parties are not a lot of fun to be at. It's not.
See, I'm just thinking of my kind of friend group, how easy this would be to tweak. I don't know who you're inviting to this kind of thing. But when we get together for like a Vikings game already, we have like our friends, most husbands, wives comes, our kids play together. It's great. They play. We watch football and BS. How easy is this? If that's that kind of situation, how easy would this be tweaked to being a little earlier and you get to all kind of hang out and it's like a party a little bit before, but you're celebrating the birthday. And then if people want to stay, they can stay and watch the game. I don't know.
How we got easy the kids in the basement.
Yeah, you can leave. You know, you can keep them here if you want. You can head home if you got to do something else. Give like an hour window between the start of the game.
I think if that's like if you were planning on throwing a football party.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? And then you got a Super Bowl party that's got cake. And it might be a Paw Patrol cake.
Yeah.
Well, everybody loves
that's
cake.
That's good stuff. Marble with like a white frosting and maybe some blue little twirlies on the side.
You got yourself a plan.
Yeah.
I think you do. So kind of a jerk, though, from the sounds of it.
Yeah. Someone did say, though, not everyone cares about football, though, in her defense.
Mm-hmm. And also true. But the commercials, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta watch for the commercials. At group therapy in a moment with Playhouse family member Amber, who's she's all ticked off. The weekend first, Ari as well. Save your tears. Why not even?